Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this
whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 at AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue. I stand alone. I stand alone.
Welcome to the show, and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Not as stoic as he once was, but he is here.
I've taken up the mantle of stoicism.
Yes. The stoic Montanian, as opposed to the stoic.
Well, help on him get his low T.
Mexican.
Screw you.
No, jerk. You need it. We've already got two Bambinas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any. I need some of yours.
Anyway, Brett, sad news to start off the show. Alan Thick.
That's crazy.
Dead at the age of 69, who looked to be the healthiest 69-year-old around, dies of a heart attack today.
Playing hockey with his kid.
Oh, was he playing hockey?
That's what the all the reports
Yeah, that's what
said.
The TMZ reports are
All right.
Saying.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer Griffey said it, so I assumed it was crazy.
If she says it, it must be true. I knew him from The Growing Pains, which aired on ABC for 7 years, 1985 to 1992. I'm assuming that is where you guys are most familiar with. And if you look back on it, you know, back in the 80s, America's TV dad was Bill Cosby. But I think now in hindsight, I think Alan Hunt would have been a safer TV dad.
Alan Thick, you mean?
Alan Hunt also would have been a safer pick. So we'll discuss that. Again, that's just breaking news in the last 30 minutes or so. Alan Thick dies at the age of 69. And most recently, you've heard him on WSB Radio all the time with the Optima tax relief commercials.
Oh, that's right.
A whole generation of people just know him as the guy that's going to help you get the IRS off your back. Which I always thought, like, that poor guy in his mid to late 60s having to schlock for this Optima tax relief fund. I think
they get paid pretty good money to do very little work for
apparently,
that stuff.
Well, it's just anytime you see an older actor doing commercials, like, whatever it is, we've talked about it.
They hit rock bottom and
with the reverse mortgage thing.
The reverse mortgage.
We've got the guys on. There's one actor on Fox News now that's selling silver, and it's like you'd think these guys didn't put away enough money in their acting career, but Griffey's told me in the newsroom that Thick was worth $40 million. So he obviously was getting well paid by Optima, and I'm not saying that it's Optima is a bad thing or anything.
Right. It's just the perception of that you think
if
that they're part of the times.
Fine.
Exactly.
But a guy like him
a
doing
a certain
it,
level
like,
of celebrity, you're like, why is he doing that? It's not like he's doing commercials for Ford or Coca-Cola.
Or big telecoms, like AT&T.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but apparently he was well off. And I used to get mad because his son is a singer.
I thought when Robin I first Tick. Heard this, I thought it was the singer. I thought it was the son, which didn't bother me. But then I found out it was, and I searched real quick, and I was like, oh no, it was the dad.
Yeah, it was the dad. But I used to get mad at the son Like, why are you letting your dad do these commercials?
I know, right?
At 69 years old, give him some money.
Yeah.
So he doesn't. But apparently, he was 40. So rest in peace to Robin Thicke. We'll discuss that in a little bit. There's breaking news show wise. I don't know if you heard yet. A press release was sent out this morning at 9 a.m. There was a thing on AJC.com about it. The Mark Arum Show is officially moving times in 2017.
Very excited.
It's an exciting move for us.
Yep.
But much like any drastic change in someone's life, I remember when my parents wanted us to move to another house. Same town. They just wanted to move to another house. When I was...
How old were you?
10, 11, 12,
okay,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's enough to where it's you're like, don't want to move.
Yeah, I did not want to move. Like, change bad. And I remember putting up a huff. And I don't know if I had any influence on whether...
I'm sure you didn't. But...
Probably not. But I remember thinking, no, this is our home. What are you, crazy? You're not moving. So there's, I think there might be some sense of that from our absolutely grand, loyal late night listeners. So currently the Mark Arum Show is heard from 10 to midnight, Monday through Friday. Starting January 9th, 2017, we'll be on from 7 to 9 p.m. So we're starting 3 hours earlier, which for the three of us is a game changer in the way in life.
Just our lives, yes.
So we're not going home. We're not getting off the air at midnight anymore. We're getting off the air. Now, are you still?
I don't know. That's up in the air right now.
All right. I'll work on that.
That's up in the air right now.
But you should have told me that before signed on the dotted line.
No, that's cool.
Like, I want Longoria out of here, 9:06.
No, that's cool.
But obviously, a lot of the folks that listen 10 to midnight, this new schedule in 2017 from 7 to 9 p.m. is it might not work for you. So much like my parents talked to me when I was 12 about why why it was a good thing.
Are you going to have your parents talk to them about why we're moving?
I don't even know if my parents are happy about this.
That would be funny. We could get them on.
Well, we might have to, because I know my mom listens at night before she goes to bed. So this might screw her schedule
up. Well, it's going to bother my mom because they listen from Montana. They're 2 hours early. So this is the perfect time for them.
Sure.
It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
They're getting ready for bed. They can listen. Now it's like at dinner time.
Now they're going to miss Golden Girls. And...
Yeah. Golden Girls.
So I want, listen, you know, one of the things about this show is we're completely open with our lives with you. So I want to take your questions or calls about this time change. We are all very excited.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
Yes, definitely.
We definitely want to be on earlier than 7 to 9 p.m., but this is a big step. A three-hour jump is a big step for us. And it's something we've been, 3 years? Have we been doing the show almost 3 years now?
Mm-hmm. It would be 3 years in February.
Three years in February. So we've been pulling the plow quite a long ways. And we're being rewarded for that. This is definitely a reward for all of, not just me. Like I wasn't going by myself. It was going to be, you know, low T. Because there was another time slot open for me to take, but it wouldn't have included these two bananas. So that was very important. That was a foolish mistake on my part. But it was in it.
Such a jerk.
I don't know why I didn't think.
I don't know.
Now
about
in hindsight,
that.
He's like, man, I could have unhitched my wagon out of this, too.
Yeah, you could have gotten rid of us,
I could have gotten rid of the two bananas.
I was stuck with you, man.
But I felt like it's the Mark Arum Show is much better with Longoria and Low T. So I decided to take the 7 to 9 p.m. slot. That's where we'll be starting January 9th, 2017. I know I'm going to lose some of the third shift listeners that tune in from 10 to midnight, but hopefully we will gain more listeners in an earlier time slot because I think there are more people in their car at 7. I mean, listen, 7 p.m.
It's still drive time.
Still drive time in Atlanta. Wow. So hopefully we can carry the rating success we had 10 to midnight and even improve on that 7 to 9 p.m. So I just want to open up if you have any questions or comments about the show moving. Again, it'll be 7 to 9 p.m. starting January 9th, 2017. Something we are all very happy about. Just like my parents were very happy about buying that new house until I threw it.
With the crying Mark in the back. Yeah.
Until I threw
it. Is that where they're at now? Did they stay at that second house?
They've not moved since. There's
Wait, they never did
house.
Move?
No.
From your childhood house, you pitched a fit and they didn't move.
Correct.
Oh, my God. Oh,
but again, I don't know if that
opened up Pandora's box for everything for you, huh?
No.
You could just get your way whenever.
No. But I, again, I was 10, 11, 12. I don't know if that was the reason. That might have weighed in.
Right.
Like me smashing plates on the kitchen floor or something.
Look, that's not... I have to agree with you on this because my parents, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, this is the house I grew up in since I was 5 years old, were wanting to build and move. And my brother and I pitched a fit.
Yeah, that's your home.
And then, so they just remodeled. They spent all the money instead of doing that. They remodeled the house and they added an addition and blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
That's exactly what my parents did, dude.
We did. We were like, if you think that you're moving, you're nuts. We're not going to let you move. Like, exactly. we pitched a fit. And so they finally kind of caved. They're like, all right, I'm like, you don't need a new house.
Yeah.
You just need to, you know, update this one. So yeah, that's what we did. And I was in my 30s and I wouldn't let them move.
My parents did the same thing. Now I think about it, they built an addition on the house.
Yeah.
And then we didn't move. So yeah. So yeah. Maybe I did. I wasn't 30.
Well, I was.
But So listen, if you want to throw a fit, I get it. The Mark Arum Show will be available via podcast. We're actually going to have a website next year, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
So if you have any questions, comments about the move, I can tell you content-wise, it's going to be the same show. We're going to do the same show at 7 p.m. that we do at 10 p.m. So you will still hear Johnny Kilbasa. You'll still hear Lonely Tailgater, Little Sanjay. We're still going to have fun. We're still going to goof around. The show is not changing. The show will still sound the same. It will just be 3 hours earlier. But again, your immediate reactions, your thoughts, your questions, your concerns, we're a family here. We are the parents, and we're taking your concerns, kids, about the move. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Matt's in Kennesaw. Matt, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Matt?
Hey, all I can say is go to Sleepy Baby at, 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.?
9 p.m.
Yeah.
Do you think we should...
Oh, it's a little early.
I don't know. I thought we would keep the Go to Sleep Little Baby song. For those of you that don't stick around till the end of the Mark Arum Show, because there's a couple people that don't listen the full 2 hours, we end our show every night with this song at 12 p.m. When we go off the air, this is what people hear when we sign off.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
And we chose that song at midnight because it was appropriate. Like, it's midnight. Go to sleep now. You don't have to listen to Kill Me. Go to sleep. The question, I assumed we would keep this at 9 p.m. Matt, what do you think? Should we get a new closing song then?
I don't know. You can keep it.
All right.
I sleep at 9 sometimes.
Because I woke up at 9 today. I totally overslept today. But listen, this is your show as much as it is our show. So if you think that we need a new closing song, I'm open to suggestions. I'm kind of used to that song, but at 9 p.m. telling people to go to sleep, it's like our audience is...
Maybe we can get them to cut, like, go to sleep in 3 hours.
We have that in the budget for them to...
I don't think so.
Eric's in Doraville. Eric, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, two questions. Number one, who's going to be moving into the 10 to midnight slot after you move to 7 to 9? And number two, I need traffic reports between 7 and 8 o'clock. Would you be able to... Give those in your new time slot.
Yeah, we're going to have, so it's basically going to be, I'm going to let you go, Eric, because we got a little background noise. You'll be getting the same amount of traffic reports, 7 to 9, for an hour, same news updates, same traffic updates. And I will be able to, you know, that's one of the cool things is when the SunTrust Park opens and the Braves game start at 7:30, we'll be on the air at 7 when people are stuck in traffic to get to the game, and I will be able to lend my traffic expertise on that. But it's going to be the same clock we have now. You'll still get traffic 4 times an hour. We'll still have fun. It'll still be the same Mark Arum Show that hopefully you've grown to love over the last 3 years. More of your questions, comments. I'll run down the full 2017 lineup too. That's a good point. I didn't tell everyone what's going on next year. But when we come back, I'll do that. More of your calls as well. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I posted the article in the AJC on my Twitter feed, at Mark Arum, and on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB, if you want to read in depth about what exactly is going on. All right, we'll be right back. It's Tuesday. It's the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
1025, 49 Asagi degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum with you till midnight. Lineup next year. Low T, do you want to read it down or do you want me to go off the cuff?
You what now?
WSB lineup next year, 2017. It will be as follows. Scott Slade, Atlanta's Morning News, 4:30 to 9 a.m.
Yep.
Herman Cain will be on from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eric Von Hessler and gang will be on from 11 a.m. till noon.
Yep.
Rush noon to 3. Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
3 to 5.
No, I was just biting my tongue. 3 to 5. Erickson 5 to 7.
I see what you did there.
Erickson 5 to 7. Yes. Arum 7 to 9.
Yep.
Hannity's third hour 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Clark Howard 10 to midnight.
Midnight. Yep.
So basically, and there's no, and that was one of the guy from the AJC asked me if there was any hard feelings between Clark and I because we're basically flip flopping roles, and not at all. I mean, Clark is he's been my biggest champion, and his empire far exceeds what he does on WSB radio. So he was very cool with the move and very gracious about it. Your thoughts on the new time slot in 2017. Martin in Atlanta. Martin, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how's everything going?
Excellent, brother. What's going on with you?
Hey, everything's beautiful. Hey, listen, I've been listening to you probably for about 2 years. Every night when I get out of work, you're almost on the radio, but anyhow, change is good. But what I wanted to say is your end of the night song is basically like the old sign offs on the television channels. That's what it is currently, and what it has always been to me at 12 o'clock midnight or 11:59 on the old channels like ABC and Fox and everything.
Sign off.
This was, they used to have the Star Spangled.
Yeah, exactly shows, right. Exactly.
You know, and
so real quick, because we got to go, Martin, should I keep that song?
Well, no, technically you can't.
Okay.
Got to go.
All right. And you're not the only one. Josh on Twitter says we need a new song too. Maybe we'll put that up to a vote, take suggestions on a new closing song. I really like that song though.
Yeah, I think we...
We'll discuss.
They can send us ideas, and we could try. You know, what we could do is just try them out.
We could do that as well.
People send us, you know, we'll try them out.
We'll have a rotation.
Like it and do the rotation.
All right, we'll come back with more of your calls. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, being with you is a top priority.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Hi, this is Rob Reiner, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
The white and the blue.
Welcome back to the show. 10:37, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight until January 9th. If you're just joining us, a new time slot for the Mark Arum Show starting January 9th, 2017. This show, this same exact show, will be now heard from 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We're talking about the time move and how it might impact you as a listener. A question, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
So I've already heard from a couple of people on Facebook that listen at 10 when they're going to work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance that when we wrap up at 9,
we can have the podcast?
Podcast ready to go by 10 p.m.
I'm sure we can figure it out.
All right. Because that, I think that might help some folks that just, they can't listen at 7 p.m. But if they can listen to the podcast at 10, it would help them out.
I was just going to tell Andrew, I think we could do the same thing we do from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
With this one. And I literally could pop it up as the...
Wait. we're going to do Doug Turnbull every 6 minutes?
No, God, no.
Oh, gosh, no.
Just kidding. Nobody wants that. Love you, Doug.
You're talking about podcast-wise. No.
Yeah, we kind of record and chop the show as we go.
Okay.
So, like, literally at 7 o'clock, I can throw it up. I think we could do that now. And the way they've got it set up now, it takes literally 5 seconds to put the podcast up.
All right.
So I could have it up every day at 9 o'clock.
All right, so there you go. So if so,
it should be no
if you are unable to listen from 7 to 9, the podcast should be good to go at 10 p.m. That's going to help out. All right, your thoughts, David's in Tucker. David, one of our most loyal listeners and callers. What do you think about the time change, my friend?
Well, I think the loyal callers are going to have a little rougher time because I think your call volume is going to go up significantly because the listenership available is going to be higher. And that'll change a little bit of the character of the show. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It'll just be different. And I wish there would still be live talk on Atlanta radio between 10 and 12 at night. I congratulate you on moving up. That's great. But I think that's going to be the fundamental change is the nature of the callers.
Well, it's funny you say that. I understand that point. But we get more callers 10 to midnight than, for example, Herman Cain's show at 9 a.m. So the call volume on this show is already the highest of any show. And I'm not saying that to brag, but, you know, we generally take more calls than most shows. So I think that might be a concern, Dave, but I think you get in pretty regularly. I think you'll still be able to get in.
Okay, well, just give me that special phone number, and I'll just zip in any old time.
We could do that. We could have a special hotline number for our dedicated listeners like David and Tony and Marco and Russ and Manville. So we'll think about. I don't know if that's in the budget, but we could work on that. But will you be able to listen though, David? 7 to 9, you'd be on board?
I've got so many meetings it will take me till 8, but okay. I'll be able to grab at least half a show fairly frequently.
Right.
Also, are you going to be live on Fridays as opposed to not live on Fridays most of the time?
We are discussing that. I think we're going to do a live first hour and then a pre-recorded second hour on Fridays.
All right. Well, congrats.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. And thanks for being a loyal listener and caller. Chuck, who is on line 2, my friend? Or Longoria, anyone?
I don't know. No, there's no name.
No name.
I can't
right.
see it either.
Unknown, mysterious, anonymous caller on line 2. Welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, man, I'm Doug from Oakwood.
Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Not much. About to go into work. I've been listening for like 2 years, and man, y'all are breaking my heart here. Y'all were my bright spot in the night.
I'm sorry. See, that's what I was afraid of, is folks that are going to work right now, you know, will not be able to tune in at 7. What if we throw that podcast up at 10, though? Will you be able to?
Yeah, I don't do the podcast, man. But I'm glad y'all are moving up. I'm happy for all of y'all. But
we can get the podcast through your phone.
For us that are working late and just going into work and just getting off work, boy, we sure are going
to
miss y'all.
I'm sorry. Well, Chuck's right. You can, if you have a smartphone, you can listen to the podcast on your phone.
I can do that.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
It's not the same. I get it. I totally get it.
I'm really happy for all three of y'all and everybody that makes the show happen, because I've loved this show ever since I started working night shift for over 2 years now, and I listen to y'all Monday through Friday. It don't matter if it's a rerun or y'all are there actually, but
well, I appreciate
we really
it,
are going to miss y'all.
Thank you so much for listening, dude. And we will listen. I personally, I can't speak for these guys. I will do whatever I can to make sure that the 10 p.m. audience can still tune in if they want.
Maybe you could ride with, you know, a listener a week and with them to work. Just kind of talk to them
at 10 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Just talk to you on your ride to work.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that idea. That could be a contest or something.
Yeah.
Paul's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Paulie, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey guys. I got to say, I'm a little bummed out, but I don't work on Mondays, so I'll still be with you on Monday night when the real trivia happens. A few years back, I went to see the documentary concert film from the old Ryman Theater in the Ryman Auditorium, I guess, in Nashville, with various artists singing songs from Old Brother, Where Art Thou? And I don't know if you've seen that documentary, but it's a great concert film. But my baby mama and I were the only ones in the theater. We had the whole theater to ourselves. It was a rainy Saturday afternoon matinee in the suburbs. Nobody was there, and we were singing and hooting and just it was really a very memorable occasion. So how often do you have, it's like a private screening, how often do you have a whole theater to yourself?
I've only had that once in my life when I was the only one in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
Probably the same for me. That'd probably be a one and done. And but oh god, it was good. And it was music, you know, because that's kind of my thing, you know. And but you know what? Hey, you know, as time goes by, I'm old enough to retire. I might retire in March, and then I can listen to you guys.
Good. That's hey, listen. Yeah,
that's a good plan.
Yeah, retire like in March, Paul, and then you can listen at your leisure at 7 p.m. with your feet kicked up. Well, listen. I hope you do keep listening. I hope you do keep calling, Paul, because you're a bright star. Speaking of bright stars, one of our youngest listeners, Ella, is in Tequila. How are you, Ella?
Hey guys, I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent. As a teenager, us moving to 7 p.m. is that going to help you or hurt you?
It's going to hurt me very much.
Whoa, no, why?
Yeah, because like, for instance, Tuesday, like today, I have youth groups like from 7:30 to 9.
Okay.
And then other nights, like, I do stuff around the house and stuff. But then, like, from 10, I usually do my homework and, like, or do something in my room. And that's easier for me to listen. Like, now it's, like, you know, I don't know. It's like 50% will be listening now.
Understood. But now, if we get the podcast up at 10 p.m., will that help you out?
Not really.
No?
I don't think so. I don't know. But actually, I might listen, you know, like, live from 7 to 9, but
okay,
maybe not everything. I might go back and listen because, well, now, you know, since I'm listening to every show, because I have to, like, count you everything.
Keep track of the star of the show and clap your hands and all that.
Yeah, and all that stuff.
So, well, but, I mean, I didn't even think about that. We
need a new bookkeeper.
We need a new bookkeeper if Ella can't keep track of.
No, like, I can do it. Yeah.
She doesn't want a new one.
Well, but again,
no, I don't want to miss my spot.
I understand. You're a vital cog to the Mark Arum organization. But again, if the podcast goes up at 10 p.m.
9. I'll get it up at
9. Oh, get it up at 9 even.
Yeah.
And that way you can go through and you know, if you miss something, you can go listen to it.
And you can skip all the commercials. It'll be everything. Yeah. Be
yeah.
It's just the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, 9 would help, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
And Ella, I have a gift card for you.
God.
No, but listen, I don't know if I ever told her.
With the new budget that
well,
we're
Well, hold on, hold on. Marco in Lilburn joins us on the phone.
We need more lemon peel.
With what? Ella. Marco bought me a gift card to give to you because he felt so bad that I haven't sent you one yet. So say thank you to Marco.
Thanks, Marco.
You're welcome.
But I still haven't given it to her yet,
yeah,
Marco.
Yeah, that didn't fix the problem, Marco.
You may have spent it already.
No, it's I have it in my desk. I'm gonna FedEx it to Ella tomorrow. I'm gonna FedEx it to you, Ella.
There you go.
Like, whenever I heard it, I was so surprised that Marco did it. I was like, oh my gosh, he's my favorite guy.
Marco's awesome.
My color.
So while I have two of my favorite people on, Marco, what do you think about the time shift? Is this gonna mess
yeah,
you
I'm
up?
Kind of too, because like the other caller said, he said you were going to gain audience. I think you may lose audience, you know, and I'm sure you're getting new callers, but, you know, yeah, all the loyal ones that are from 10 to 12. It's
so what do you do at 7 p.m. right now? What are you doing every day at 7 p.m.?
I'm sleeping.
Oh, really?
I wake up until 7:30, so... Like I told you Saturday, I may have to call you from the shower, you know?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Marco,
definitely call
Marco
us from
did
the shower.
Tell me. I'll tell you what. I'm going to... I'll buy you a waterproof phone that you can use in the shower.
And a waterproof radio.
Like the Kramer phone.
Yeah.
Kramer phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about this, Ella? You give Marco a wake-up call every night at 7 p.m. Get him up a half hour earlier, and that way he can listen.
Yeah, I'll probably have to.
What about your hot Asian wife, Marco? Is she going to be available at 7?
That sounded
bad.
Will she listen, though? Will she listen?
Will she listen? I don't know. All right. Well, listen, both of you are awesome, and I appreciate your support.
No,
and
yeah.
I will do everything I can to make sure you guys continue to listen in 2017.
Okay, yeah. But it's still going to be three of you, right?
The same three bananas.
Okay.
Johnny
right,
Kielbasa.
Great.
Nothing changes.
The little
At least
Sanjay.
I didn't split that up. Okay.
We're just getting paid more, and we get to sleep more.
I guess I'll be talking to Clark more often.
There you go. You can call Clark at 10.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'll definitely listen to you, but it'll be the later half hour.
Okay. You won't be the first out of the box. You'll be in the second hour.
No.
Ella, real quick, do you think we should keep the same show song, ending song?
Yes, I think you guys have to keep it. Because, like, that's going to be my new, like, bedtime for me to go to bed now.
Okay, so you're going to go to bed early. So this actually could help her out. Ella's going to get more sleep now. What grade are you in now, Ella?
I'm doing 10th, but I'm going to be doing 11th in the summer. So
wow, look at you. I love your go-get-em attitude. Ella and Marco, thank you for continued listening and calling and bookkeeping. And I promise we'll get that gift card out before January 9th of 2017. I have it right there. I just have to mail it.
And you know, you have 3 different emails with her address that I sent you.
I know. All right, we'll come right back. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. The breaking news, the Mark Arum Show, moving in 2017, starting January 9th. We'll be on from 7 to 9 p.m. Your thoughts on the move next. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
10:54, 49 degrees on Peachtree Street. News, weather, and traffic straight ahead. The Mark Arum Show, moving time slots in 2017, will be on from 7 to 9 p.m. Same exact show. People on Facebook are like, are you going to have to... No, you're going to get the same show, 7 to 9. We are not changing anything, except maybe the ending song.
Maybe that.
Same irreverence, same, we'll still have comedians on as guests, we'll still mess around, we'll still talk about local issues that are important to us, but we'll do them in our way. So don't worry about us, you know, not being who we've always been. Tony is in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Devastated.
Seriously?
Totally.
Oh, man, what does this mean to you?
Well, you know, with my work schedule, what do I do? Go to the boss and say, make sure that, you know, I get out of work by 9 so I can get the shopping done and home by 10 to listen to the Mark Arum Show.
What time do you get off work now, Tone?
Well, it really varies, but if I got to do the closing shifts, if I'm lucky, I'm out of there by 9 and then do a little shopping and then get back to the house and tune in to the Mark Arum Show.
So
let me say this.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I've been here for 30 years, a little longer than you, and Atlanta has been a radio wasteland for so damn long. And then the Mark Arum Show comes along on the weekends, and then all of a sudden, you know, 2+, almost 3 years ago, you guys are like a regular thing on WSB. So when there is nothing to listen to, when I am exhausted with sports talk and listening to Mark Levin or whoever else, or some replay of Clark Howard, I've got Mark Arum live. And you are the wizard of radio for 2 hours, you and the formerly stoic Mexican, and, you know, who needs to get low, give Loti a little bit of testosterone, apparently.
Well, listen, Tone, you're too kind. What hurts is, what I'm hearing from you is, you might not be able to be a regular caller at the new time slot. And that
would be true. And quite honestly, I don't care about a podcast. That means that I don't get to call in.
Yeah, I
might listen to the show. I love the replays and stuff. It's always awesome.
Can we talk to your boss about getting you off earlier, or is that...
No, nah, just write him a note and, you know, just say, hey.
Whatever I can do, Tony. We'll even carve out, and I'm going to noodle this over through the news. Maybe we'll pick out a specific time that will work for Tony, like Wednesday, 7:40, he gets to call in. And that way you can take a 10-minute break at work, and then, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
All right. Mixed emotions. I get it. Like, my parents want to move out to a new house. I get it. We'll come back. Manville Johnson, do not hang up, you son of a gun. You'll be next. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.